All right, so let's get started. We've just completed race two of the doubleheader here this weekend at Edmonton. Winning the race was Jack Hawksworth, who's pretty much running away with the series so far. It was his sixth pole and his fifth win, is that right, Jack? And second was Sade Karam, who finished second as well yesterday. And third was Gabby Chavez, who seems to have sort of taken ownership of that position, although I'm sure he'd happily relinquish it if he could move up a little bit. Would you gentlemen care to say a little something about your race? Gabby, you first, please.
For me, it was trying to attack the first couple laps and see what we had, but I don't think we had the speed or the grip to challenge for the front, and so I was just trying to keep my position the whole race. In the restart, I had a good jump on Sage and try to make it, but it was very tight in the first corner, and didn't really want to crash into anyone, so had to give enough room and say get a good jump off the corner. I just couldn't make it, but overall, good weekend, good race, and happy with the results. And I think it's very tight for second place in the championship now, so we'll keep working, we'll keep trying to get faster and see if we can try to get a win.
Excellent. Sage, 2 seconds in a row. I know you're not happy about finishing anywhere but first, but at least today was a little more of a fair fight for everybody involved. Tell me about how your race went.
Gabby said right at the beginning, it was all aggressive, and we were just trying to make up as many positions as possible on the start there. We had a pretty good start. Past Zach in turn one right off the bat, and then I looked to meet Gabby, and took me, I think, to lap two to get him. So once we got him, I started to look at Jack, and he started to pull away a little bit. So then I just got into tire conservation mode and just really just let him go, because I was just figuring there was going to be a yellow. And the yellow flag came, so got back to green flag racing, and I think we had some pretty good tires under us, and we were able to stay with him in the corners. But on the straightaways, he just really pulled away from us. Me and Gabby were drafting, and we just really couldn't even keep up. So I don't know what we're going to do, but we've got some work to do for 3 hours.
Okay, thank you very much. Jack, another outstanding drive. You led from green light to checkered flag, and there appeared to be no drama from your end of things, although a considerable amount happened behind you. Tell us about your race, please.
Yeah, no, it was a really good race for us. I mean, obviously, getting a clean getaway and into the lead was really important. I was able to get a good start. These guys put a bit of pressure on me in the first corner, but he started squabbling in there early on and allowed me to get a gap. Obviously, Sage managed to get up to second. Sage and Gabby are obviously probably the two closest guys in the points right now, and I prefer them to finish a little bit further down. But obviously, the win's great. And overall, from the start of this weekend, we realised we had a really good car. Friday, we sort of worked through our program, and felt really good. Yesterday morning we didn't quite hit sweet spot in qualifying. They beat us fair and square, and then this morning the conditions came back towards us, and the team were fantastic and had a lot of fun out there. Really, really enjoyed the race.
Excellent. Questions?
Tires are quite soft, so if we have a 30-minute race, we can push right away and just go all out almost. And I mean, usually we're going to have a yellow somewhere in the race, so the races are quite short. And when we have a 30-minute race, we only get about like 6 green laps, so you just pretty much go all out. And these 45-minute races, it really you really start to see the tire degradation towards the end of the race. And I really think these 45-minute races are good. I really like these. They really let us race. We have a lot of time. We have a lot of green laps, and they really show that they really bring out the drivers.
What for you, Jack? We had the front.
Yeah, I mean, I think this track was less of a tire degradation track. I mean, if we were racing at Swell and Barber earlier in the season, then this would have been a tough race. But for me, with the car I had, the balance was just perfect. So there was not really, I wasn't struggling the front, so I wasn't sliding the rears. And more importantly than anything with this tire is not to lock on the tires, and I had no lock ups, which sort of just saved the tires. We were able to do it. I think the biggest thing for me was it out, but and each track state but this one really was quite easy to match the time.
Basically, in the shorter race, you can go out and push right away, and if you push throughout the whole race, usually we do have one or two yellows, so it means that it's a short race. But this longer race is, you know, we might have a yellow or two again, but usually it still means that we get a lot of green laps. So you got to look after the tires a little bit more and use your head a little bit more as well. So it brings up the whole aspect of being a driver, not just driving fast.
Anything else? If not, we'll just go to one-on-ones. Thank you very much.